Well, the NCAA men's and women's basketball championships are decided this week. On the men's side, the Florida Gators and the Ohio State Buckeyes meet tonight. For the women, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and the Tennessee Lady Vols will compete. Here to talk about the tournaments is USA Today columnist Christine Brennan. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for getting up early for us. Appreciate that. Louisiana State University set a record, but not one to be proud of. Fewest points in a Final Four game. They lost 59-35 to Rutgers. What happened?
Well, that's right. Well, Rutgers is a very young team. They started one freshman, two sophomores, two juniors, Steve. Just like Maryland last year, and Maryland won the national title. So keep that in mind. They're naive, and they're playing great. They shot 80% from their three-point shots in the first half, and if it was enough to take a 19-point lead, never look back. They sometimes triple-teamed Sylvia Fowles, that's LSU's 6'6" center, shut her down, only 5 points. A young team that's playing in an oblivious way, Coach Vivian Stringer says. She's a Hall of Fame coach who's never won a national title, and they're playing exactly as she wants Rutgers to play now.
You're saying this is what you want in a winning basketball team, is for them to be naive.
And that's what she says she has. And she's got more freshmen on the bench. She plays them all. And she says they act like they're 16 or 17 as opposed to even 18 or 19.
So by the time they're seniors, they'll know how to lose.
They'll be thinking by then. You're right.
Well, then you have the Tennessee-North Carolina game. 56-50, the final there.
That's right. Pat Summitt from Tennessee, of course, the legend, is trying to win her first national title, though, and since 1998. It's been a drought for Pat Summitt, and she's won 6 of them, but it's been a while. And North Carolina, both of these teams, Steve, were number one seeds, so this was the build as the marquee matchup. North Carolina was ahead by 12 points with 8 minutes to go and blew it. They just made turnover after turnover, and Candace Parker from Tennessee, this is the 6'3" woman who dunks the basketball. Even though she was horrendous, just 3 out of 12 shooting, she did have a key steal at the end of the game and kept playing pretty well and kept her team in it, 14 points overall, whereas North Carolina's big star, Ivory Latta, missed 2 3-pointers right near the end. And North Carolina just withered and folded and lost the huge lead and lost the game by 6.
So tonight, we go back to men's basketball. Ohio State playing Florida. You know, I caught a little bit of Ohio State over the weekend playing against Georgetown, and they just seemed so crisp. They were almost automatic. They were so professional, maybe is the word, more professional than a professional team.
Steve, the Buckeyes have won 22 games in a row. It's 22 games in a row, and they've only it's been a long time since they lost to Wisconsin in Big Ten play. And they're rolling. They've got the freshman center, of course, Greg Oden. Everyone's heard about him. He had a wrist injury early in the year. But this may be it for him as a freshman going to the NBA next year. Ohio State and Florida sounds familiar, of course, because the football teams played for the national title just a few months ago.
Yeah.
And now it's men's basketball. Florida's the defending champ, though, and they're a very strong team. So they're certainly not going to give up that title without a big fight.
Well, how do they match up on the basketball court, these two colleges?
I think Florida looks pretty good. I mean, the reality is both of these teams, while they have a couple recognizable names, and watch the battle with Joakim Noah against Greg Oden in the middle as centers, but they can have a lot of different places they can go, and there's no one guy. Oden missed 17 minutes of the game the other night, and Ohio State played well without him. So I think Florida, though, as a defending national champ, is going to be tough to beat. I think Florida's got that feeling that they can be the first team since Duke on the men's side to win back-to-back titles, and that was in the early 90s for Duke.
Christine, good to talk with you.
You too, Steve. Thanks.
Christine Brennan is a columnist for USA Today, bringing us up to date on college basketball. This is NPR News. We'll be right back.